Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantis Holster, singular.com. Well, I've been wondering what my next permutation is going to be, and when it comes to the AR-15, because I'm not young anymore. I'm older. And to that end, one of my sponsors, Spikes Tactical, they make a very solid AR-15. There's a lot to be said about being solid and not fancy or overhyped. And so whenever I've got a question about these kind of things, I want to talk to somebody over there. And joining us now from Spike Tactical is Nick Goh. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How about yourself, sir?
Yeah, am I mispronouncing your name again? Is it Golf or Goh?
It's Goh, but okay. I've heard every variation you could possibly think of.
Listen, my last name is Frady, and I get really upset when people mispronounce it. So let me reintroduce you again. Joining us now from Spike Tactical is Nick Goh. Nick, that sounds like a golf cart company, doesn't it? Anyway, now you, if your pictures that I see of you, you're a relatively young fella. You served in the Rangers, yeah? You were a Ranger?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Still young strapping fella. Now, in your generation of time in the military, you probably saw a lot more roles within a squad of people walking on a patrol. There's a lot more roles now. There's people that carry probably got a couple of saws there, and then you got people that have bigger versions of certain things to do certain taskings. And this is really, when I was in, we had M16s and M60s, and if you were in armor, you might find some grease guns.
Right.
So.
Yeah. The modern battlefield, and I mean, when I say modern, I mean grown on 20 years now, has really evolved. And I mean, even in within my time frame, there was shifts and evolutions and adjustments made to facilitate, you know, being the most effective weapon you could be with what you had access to. So it's always an evolving animal, if you will.
Now, you do a lot of AR-15 shooting now in the precision realm, from what I can tell.
Yeah, both AR and bolt gun. You know, it's been kind of a last 5 years or so that the semi-automatic precision rifles have really caught up to the bolt guns. I mean, will they ever be exactly on par? Probably not. Maybe so at some point down the road, but technology and machining has become so good and so readily accessible that it's getting pretty darn close. So definitely can do both bolt and gas guns and get about the same results.
So here was my dilemma. Last year, with Spikes, I got a 18-inch AR-15 on purpose. I asked Cole for that to be the one I got. And I did that with the thought process. I've seen a lot of people that call, like, some... I know that in your generation, they called back a bunch of guns like the M14 Garand, or the M14. It was not the Garand, it was the M14. And they would turn that into a DMR of a sort,
mm-hmm.
a designated marksman's rifle. Now,
yep.
for somebody like you that can haul the ammo, and when I say like you, I mean like I was when I was in the service, I could have hauled the ammo back then. I could have hauled the gun because I was an M60 gunner. I carried that pig everywhere I went. And but now, you know, as I'm aging and everything, I'm looking to cut ounces here and there. So I wanted to go with an M, you know, an AR-15 based DMR. So to that end, I did it, and I did it in 5.56 because, quite honestly, I've got a few thousand rounds of 5.56 laying around. I don't have any 308 laying around, not the first round, and I don't know where to find it.
You're not the only one.
Yeah.
You're not the only one.
So I decided to base everything on the 5.56. So I did it with that. I have a rather large scope that doesn't weigh that much. It's not the most expensive piece of glass, but if I ever get to be able to go out and shoot and train with it, I sort of expect to tax it, and I'm probably going to break it, so I don't want to break something that costs a lot of money just yet.
But I think you brought up a good point, though, with saying that, you know, you're not able to, I'm sure you could if you really had to, but you're not able to lug the ammo around, but a DMR rifle was never designed to be cumbersome. It was designed for someone to be able to carry within a squad profile and add, you know, the ability for extended ranges and precision fires to a squad. You know, and I think it gets muddy where a lot of people assume that a DMR or designated marksman is a sniper when that in and of itself is a completely separate designated role that kind of operates autonomously. So I think the 5.56 is definitely a perfectly fitting DMR round for what it is truly intended for.
But it does have a limitation as far as range and effective fire, doesn't it?
Sure. Yeah.
So
sure.
I mean,
every round has a limitation.
Sure. But my thought process when I went with 5.56 and I decided to go this route was that, one, I'm not going to be wearing my lineless bifocals into combat, probably, so I'm going to have to be relying on the optic, and I'm not going to be my face on the optic the whole time, so I don't know how far I can actually see something and make a call as to say, that's a bad person, and say, okay, now I'm going to throw down this bipod, and I'm going to start lining this shot up. I don't know how good that's going to be, so what's the longest shot you've ever taken with a semi-auto rifle? How far?
Semi-auto 5.56 or just any semi-auto?
Just anything. I mean, whatever you have. I mean, I would have gone with 308 if I had the ammo.
I've taken my 6.5 Creedmoor AR-10 out to 1225, I believe, is the furthest.
Meters or yards?
That was yards.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, you know, and that's on the ragged edge of a 6.5 Creedmoor cartridge, especially loaded to a magazine length for an AR-10. And that's really where you get the limitations between your semi-autos and your bolt gun is the ammunition, because semi-auto, you still need to load it to a magazine length, which ends up being traditionally quite a bit shorter than what you can fit in a bolt gun. So
right.
Your cartridges, you know, are loaded a little bit slower traditionally as well.
But, I mean, that kind of a range is true sniper range, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot that goes into that, you know, beyond just equipment, but also knowledge and previous data with your weapon and kind of
yeah.
building out to it and whatnot. But
sniper does a lot of equations, don't they?
Sure, yeah. And, I mean, the ability to spot your own impact and make a correction is, you know, if you can use your reticle like a ruler, then, you know, it's really as easy sometimes as measuring from A to B and
right,
making the
right.
correction. But
it's not something that anybody just going to do. That takes a special mind and everything. I've known a few of those. We had those even back in those days. But I tell you what, hang on for me because I want to explore this a little deeper with you. SpikesTactical.com. There you can find complete uppers. You can find all the lowers, all the parts. You can find complete weapons. And their complete weapons are some of the most solid AR-15s you're going to find anywhere, anytime. Check them out at SpikesTactical.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We'll be right back. Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical, because I have, while I am very familiar with the AR-15 in a lot of circumstances, I'm experienced with it, but I'm not aware of a lot of things. And to this end, I'm thinking to myself, I may switch from something that's a little more run and gun to something that's a little more applied. But I got questions about it, and Nick actually served with us. Did you guys have DMR people in your teams?
We did. We had them assigned to us both in the sniper section, so we had a little bit of a lighter application, but then we cross-trained members from some of the rifle squads to carry a DMR-type platform within their squad to, A, supplement us, but also if they didn't have a sniper team attached to them, they had a slightly extended capability.
Right. So what would they typically – what was the DMR in your time when you served in the U.S. military? What configuration was it?
It was a 5.56. It was, you know, a pretty straightforward, accurized, if you will, longer-barreled 5.56. Nice and light. And, you know, the nice part, too, is you can – if you really get into it, you can grab ammo from one of the guys in the rifle squad. And if you're not a victim to, well, I need D-linked, you know, 308 ammo.
Right.
That's kind of a, you know, something, you know, in certain applications, if we were working out kind of in the, you know, the fringes, if you will, we would even carry an AK with us in a pack because we could always find that ammo. So
okay.
The last thing you want to have is a gun and no ammo, right?
Yeah, that gets to that. That's a nerve wracking moment then. That would be for me anyway. So with the, what kind of an optic would they put on this DMR? Was it more of a longer range optic or?
So typically what we would do is as we got newer stuff issued to us in the sniper sections, we would kind of pass down stuff that we had, I don't want to say the term laying around, but not being utilized. So at that time it was the fixed 10 powered loop holds. We were kind of transitioning away from those on some of our sniper platforms, and so we passed those down to the DMRs.
But it wasn't a regular red dot. This was something with a little bit of range, and it was adjustable.
No, I mean, that's kind of a good supplemental point there is, you know, in addition to a magnified optic, especially if you're going to be running it as a configured as a DMR, I do recommend some kind of offset or higher mounted reflex sight like a red dot, because you know right now you may be on a rooftop engaging through the 600 yards, and then the next thing you know you may be clearing your way to that rooftop and need, you know, a red dot like a reflex sight for more of a CQB application. So
that's one thing I have not put on there just yet. Now I can use could I use like a pistol red dot for that?
For sure, yeah. You know, back in the day, I hate to say that, but the doctor site was the popular one, and then we transitioned to RMRs, the loophole Delta Point Pros. But yeah, any of those definitely more rugged, if you will, pistol sights, but that's generally what is mounted on there.
Right. That's one thing I haven't done just yet, because my next question was going to be, if you are a DMR man, did the DMR guys carry a secondary, whether they have some sort of secondary long weapon slung on them somewhere, or was their DMR their one and only primary weapon?
Typically, it was designed to be their primary weapon, and as it applied to us in Ranger Battalion, not everyone carried a sidearm, a pistol. Unfortunately, at the time, this wasn't something we had the resources for, so typically a DMR and the gun teams would get assigned a sidearm if possible. But typically that's another reason why they ran the 5.56 platform, was so that they could, you know, run the ammo that the squad or platoon or whoever they were attached to had. So, nope, that was their one and only.
Right. Now, when you're talking about using the ammo, typically were they using like some sort of 75, 77 grain 5.56 for the DMR guys so they could reach a little further?
Typically, yes. If, you know, obviously ebbs and flows of the ammo, and as we've learned more throughout the years and the importance of it, We've definitely transitioned to definitely having the higher bullet weight. Sometimes it's 62 grain, but most of the time we try to use 77.
That's another thing I haven't found yet.
You probably won't.
Yeah, that's one reason why we bore sighted this gun. We figured out what the drop is going to be at 600 meters or 600 yards, I think it was. And we know that at 300 yards, from 300 yards to 5, it's going to be particularly deadly, but at 6, it's still going to be capable. But having said that, we've sent no rounds down range to challenge this because, you know, I look at stuff like bore sighting and all this other stuff as sort of a good, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I sort of look at this as a good good way to get something done in a quick manner and put you in a good starting point, but it's also sort of theoretical as to how well it's going to work if that's all you're going to rely on, to me.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's the same thing with, like, the shooting solutions, you know, the Kestrels and all the other ballistic calculators. You can input everything in there to the best of your knowledge and the best of your capabilities, and it's still could be off. So, I mean, there's really no better way of data gathering than actually shooting it. So I definitely recommend, whether it's 55 grain, 77 grain, shoot whatever it is you may have access to and see the difference between
them. Dial it in.
Dial it in. Exactly.
Now, when we get back, we're coming up on the next break, but when we get back, I will be getting another Spikes gun this year. And I'm going to tell you what I'm looking for. And I want you to make the recommendation to me. Now, it's I don't know where that's going to go because, of course, Cole is the final arbiter in those things, of those matters. But I don't know where it's going to go. But, just from a standpoint of what I'm looking for, because the next thing I'm looking to outfit is the truck gun.
Okay.
You know, and I literally have a truck that I'm going to start throwing things into whenever I do travel, and one of them's going to be an AR, but you can find all of the stuff that we're talking about as far as which what we're going to be talking about next at spikestactical.com. I've got two of these, three, and they are solid, and they defy heat, they defy being dirty. All the things that the AR is supposed to be weak is not present in Spikes Tactical. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
16 major universities, including Yale, Georgetown, and Northwestern, are being sued for alleged antitrust violations because of the way they work together to determine financial aid rewards for students. Western and Ukrainian officials are concerned that this military buildup means the Kremlin is preparing for an invasion. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday spoke about these rising tensions.
We are preparing ourselves for the possibility and likelihood, no one should be surprised, I should say, if Russia spreads disinformation about commitments that have not been made, or if it goes even further and instigates something as a pretext for further destabilizing activity. And so we would continue to urge everyone not to fall for any attempts to push disinformation out there.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The Chicago Teachers Union remains in a standoff with the city of Chicago over the union's vote for a return to remote learning as COVID-19 cases rise throughout the United States. CTU President Jesse Sharkey says the union and its members will stand strong in the negotiations.
Our union is prepared to stand up for what's right. We don't like bullies. We don't like tyrants. We're not going to be bullied or pushed into a corner.
The CTU argues they need more testing and better protection in the classrooms. They did offer over the weekend to return to remote learning this Wednesday and eventually return to in-person learning when cases go down. Ron Johnson is once again running for U.S. Senate, the Wisconsin Republican making the announcement official with a letter in Sunday's Wall Street Journal. Johnson saying as much as he'd like to ease into a quiet retirement, he doesn't feel he should. This is USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. And what I'm looking for, Nick, is I'm looking for something that's lightweight, that's going to be able to handle the heat fairly well. I'd like to have a 14.5-inch barrel with a pinned muzzle device on it, if that's actually something you guys do. I've never asked that before. I'm sure you do, but I haven't ever asked it. It doesn't have to be fancy, huh?
We do something in that ballpark for both a 5.56 and a 300 blackout. So your options are pretty expensive at that length.
See, the 300 blackout would be something I'd really love to consider, but can't find none of that either. So, That's the problem today. All these noise guns and everything. Yep. Beyond that, just something fairly lightweight. But, I mean, we've talked about this before. How lightweight is too lightweight for an AR-15?
You know, it really depends. I mean, you're talking truck guns, so are you talking something that's going to stay in the truck or come in and out of the truck with you?
It's coming in and out of the truck with me. I don't leave no guns in the car ever.
In that type of application, you're not planning to use it, and if you are, it's probably not going to be for an extended firefight where, you know, you need something heavy duty that's going to not heat up and, you know, become a problem with that. So I think you can afford to go a little bit lighter weight, a little bit more concealable, and it will still do the job should the need arise. Let's put it that way.
To one end, well, I've always thought the best configuration for a gun like that, or for a gun that you're going to be traveling with, is an AR-15 pistol.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you guys getting in any idea of the way this thing's going to go with the ATF as far as trying to turn that into a new category?
You know, we've had this conversation probably, a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
You never know what they're going to do. We could wake up tomorrow and have something new proposed and or implemented through all the back channels and have no one involved in the actual decision making. So we definitely try not to stress about it. We just try to take it as it comes. You know, we're not going to go and throw all of our pistol braces in the dumpster or liquidate them just in the sheer frightening moment that the ATF decides to try and do something. But, you know, we try to be creative and come up with other configurations should that happen. So, you know, you get the folding stocks, and there's other options that you can make, you know, a full-length rifle a little bit more concealable. So, you know, we're always trying to keep that and be mindful of it, but it's not something that we're planning on being an issue anytime soon.
So for a truck gun, and I'm going with that too. I mean, I'm not going to give up my AR-15 pistols. I've got two or three of those. I've got two or three pistol configurations. I'm not going to give them up. I guess if it became a law or something, I'd probably just do the paperwork and make them legal, then put a stock on it that I've got an SBR. So, having said that, if I'm planning right now the way things are today, am I wanting to go with a pistol configuration or do I want a rifle configuration?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have a suppressor?
I do not.
Okay, so the reason I say this is because a lot of times, you know, people are like, I want to build a truck gun or I want to build a home defense gun. And they build an unsuppressed 5.56 with a muzzle brake. And that's great until you blow your eardrums out. if you're going to be putting this gun in a backpack to and from the vehicle, you're obviously planning on using it more of a defensive scenario, I would assume.
Right.
So I don't think you're going to throw on your ear pro. So if you can, I really like for a truck gun, I like a 300 blackout pistol configuration with a suppressor. You can run subsonic ammo. You can keep it compact and still shoot a big projectile.
And I'm not against getting a suppressor.
So that would be my recommended configuration. I think it's a great application for a truck gun.
Okay, so AR-15 pistol.
I mean, I can also see about getting some 300 blackout ammo. So we can see what we can do on that end for you.
So you're recommending 300 blackout?
For that type of application, you know, like I said, I like my hearing. I don't have too much of it left, but I do have rings a whole lot. So in those situations where I feel like if I am going to use it, it's going to be unexpected, and, you know, I can possibly curb that impact on my hearing, then why not, you know?
So which one of the ones you guys offer would you recommend?
I mean, I would go with just a typical, one of our standard forged receiver sets. I would probably go with like one of our 8-inch 300 blackout barrels with a suppressor. That way you're still getting about the same overall length, and then a pistol brace.
I like this idea.
That would be a nice little truck gun build.
So I should, now one of the things that I thought about doing was I was going to take this DMR, and I don't know if it's got, it probably has a threaded barrel on it for the muzzle device. So I was figuring that I've been talking with a local sponsor here about just building me one that just screws onto the gun and just stays on there. Mm-hmm. Would this be the way you would set this gun up?
Yeah, you could. I mean, with the suppressor on a pistol, it doesn't have to because the overall length doesn't matter.
Right.
So okay. You kind of get around that as well.
That's interesting. Okay. Well, then that's what I'll have a talk with Cole about that and see if that's going to be what shakes out and everything. That'll be interesting. I've owned a 300 blackout. I never fired it. And I never had enough ammo out there. So I know though that there's a lot of people that swear by that. That's a probably sort of a unsung hero in the AR platform. At least for me, it is. I mean, what are your thoughts on it?
It is. I mean, and to be honest with you, do I recommend it heavily, you know, a lot of times to people? No, generally, if you're looking for just like a standard AR type range gun or definitely a DMR type platform, that's definitely not going to be the suggestion. But rounds have been created to fulfill certain needs, and
right.
That fulfills a certain need quite well. And I do feel like being able to suppress it and still shoot a larger projectile without necessarily worrying about over-penetration, because, again, firing from your vehicle, probably out in public. So, you know, you want to reduce that risk of over-penetration, which 5.56 has been known to do. So I think there's a lot of perk using 300 blackout in that type of application.
Okay. I'm going to take your advice. I like it. It's completely. I didn't know which way we were going to go. That completely surprises me, though. But you hang on one more time because I got one more question for you. This is the one that's going to really. I don't know if it's going to break your brain, but I'm sure you've thought about it before. So I want to know what you have to say about it. SpikesTactical.com. We've just been sitting here sort of piecing together a wish list for something that I can throw around and throw in a backpack or something and make it a little more compact and at the same time make it completely effective. And we're going in a completely different direction, and this is what they offer. That kind of solid advice with this kind of solid workmanship. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. And there's no need to get nervous. I just want to, this is really sort of an opinion thing, because are you like in product development? What is it you do there?
Mostly. We all kind of dabble in everything, but I do mostly product development, and marketing would be, I guess, the two main categories.
So how far or what do you think is going to be the next thing that this AR... Because when I was in the military in 1984, they issued us the original M16 with the Mattel hand grips and the carry handle that was integrated to the upper. There was no... that was all one piece, and it was... It was fine at for its time and everything. And then we went to the M16A2, which was, in my opinion, a waste. But, I wasn't in charge of planning nothing. And then the assault weapon ban hit after I got out. And it seems like development of the ARM platform stopped. Because there was nobody, there was no civilian market to compete, compete with each other to build this, and then if it doesn't work, then we'll be able to sell this to the civilian market, which is what I've always thought these guys do when they're building a gun and they're in some sort of a trial with the military.
You wouldn't be incorrect by assuming that.
Huh?
You said you wouldn't be totally incorrect in assuming that.
But in when all that happened, the development of the platform ceased, and it wasn't until, as far as I can tell, because they were still carrying M16A2s for a very long time, and then after that, when the innovation was thrown open and various players could get in there and try certain things, like I didn't know what, when everybody was talking about putting a quad rail on one of these, I was like, what's a quad rail?
Right.
Putting an optic on them and all this other stuff and taking the top off of them. The first time I ever saw that, I was like, what manner of stupidity is this? That handle needs to be welded on there. And where do you think the next big innovation might be? If it was up to you, what would you try to do?
Well, I think the reason why it appeared is everything kind of stopped or ceased moving forward quite as rapidly is because it kind of got to a point where it was at a good baseline, and then everyone was able to kind of take that baseline and tweak it and really, really refine the barrels and really refine all the other components, decrease tolerances, and really just make the platform more, more reliable and more consistent. And then, like I mentioned earlier in the show, more accurate. Like it's all ending up being a more accurate, more reliable platform. But what I think will be the next big evolution will be probably the switch barrel type of application, where you can do a quick change on the barrel and have a 5.56 or a 300 blackout or anything else that accepts that bolt face. And all you're doing is changing the front end, if you will. We're already seeing it in bolt guns. And I know people have been toying with it with gas guns. So I think that might be the next kind of big evolution, is someone that definitely can pull off a true switch barrel that not only is capable of firing multiple different cartridges, but also repeatable when you change it back. You know, you don't have to go re-zero. It is what it was when you changed it.
That would really be versatile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that sort of along the lines of what the ACR was that Magpul tried to develop at one point?
We've had people come to us with ideas and prototypes, if you will. There's definitely a lot of people out there messing with it. I just don't think anyone's really made it their sole purpose in life to make it as efficient as it can be. No one's really had the reason to. Everyone's, especially right now in the industry, you know, everyone's having a hard enough time keeping up with existing products and sales and whatnot. So, but I think once we get a little bit of a reprieve, hopefully, people can start allocating a little bit more resources back to development of those newer revolutionary things.
Do you think we'll see, given, especially right now, given all of these ammunition shortages and all of these, all of these calibers, like anybody that asks me, I will tell them quite happily that the reason the Glock 357 SIG and the Glock 45 Gap exists is because that way they could make three new Glocks for each caliber and sell those two. Because there's some people, whenever a new Glock comes out, they buy the new Glock. So there's so many calibers out there now for pistol and rifle that there's also a corresponding group of people that love them and swear by them, and that's all they're going to ever do. Do you think that we're going to see a reimagination of how you put a ammunition round together? Different materials, a different setup, do we have to rely on this to work? Will this work with this platform, with this gun platform, if we reimagine it? Do you think is somebody out there right now working on that?
I think eventually we would have had that anyways, but I think maybe a 10-year expectancy got moved to maybe a 10-month expectancy. And I think it was more out of like, man, that would be really cool and, more easily accessible for people and maybe even reusable or whatever the case may be. But I think now it's, oh my God, if I don't do this, I'm not going to have ammo. And I think a lot of the brains that are out there, the 90-pound engineering brains, are hard at work trying to make that, because I do think that would be, from the industry perspective, the next big thing would be an ammunition that didn't require all the traditional components.
Do you think the AR platform could be adapted to take caseless ammunition? And I've never shot it. Have you ever even tried that stuff before?
I have not. Admittedly, I have not. I think anything's possible, honestly. I got to be honest with you. The things I've seen and talked to engineers about is baffling. The talent that some of these people have and the capabilities that the machines have now and the computer systems that run them. It's amazing. Seems like if there's not a tool already in existence, well, we'll just make a tool that can do it. And so I would say right now, I'd be surprised if there was something that wasn't possible.
Well, I'm eagerly awaiting to see what it is. The incremental steps that seems to be taken with the the AR-15 is the only weapon out there that reminds me of my, I mean, I served in the military in the 80s during the Cold War. And I did serve in the military, but when you served in the military, like nothing like what I did. It was a completely different thing. We didn't have plate carriers, we didn't have optics. We were just eagle eyes that were fast. We didn't need none of that stuff. So
that kind of goes back to that point of you saying, you know, it doesn't seem as though that they've taken any leaps and bounds and really changed it much. Well, we tried to change it a little bit with like the SCAR, and I was actually fortunate to be part of the testing on the SCAR, and the biggest complaint was the lack of familiarity.
Right.
Everyone's familiar with the AR platform.
That's my thing. Right. That's my thing. That's why I don't own an AK, a Gleal, no Berettas. I don't own none of that stuff. It's an AR. We're running out of time. You just opened up a whole new avenue of things that I want to talk to you about. So I will be in touch with you. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. I appreciate that. SpikesTactical.com. Go check them out. Thank you, sir. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.